From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia says it's not losing hope for reaching a political resolution to the crisis in Syria and insists that terrorists are using a ceasefire to regroup and arm themselves. The comments come a day after the UN Security Council held urgent talks about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo, where Syrian and Russian fighter jets bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power had harsh words about Russia and its ally Syria during the UN meeting Sunday.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
The assault, missile strikes, barrel bombs, and artillery fire, has flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris and chunks of concrete. The UN says some 213 people have been killed in the offensive. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed today. It brings an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. That's Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. He says the peace process began almost 6 years ago. 16 heads of state, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to be at the signing ceremony. Three U.S. presidential debates before the November national election. The first one comes at 1 hour Universal Time Tuesday. The Voice of America will have complete coverage. You can check our website at voanews.com. That debate will be between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. This is VOA News. China has sent fighter planes for the first time over a strait near Japan, according to the two governments Monday. It comes after Tokyo announced that it may patrol alongside the U.S. in the disputed South China Sea. More than 40 Chinese military aircraft on Sunday traversed the Miyako Strait between Japan's Miyako and Okinawa Islands to carry out training in the West Pacific, according to a statement on China's Defense Ministry website. A Mexican judge could rule Monday whether Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to the United States, but the drug kingpin's lawyers vow to appeal if he loses. One of his attorneys said that the Sinaloa drug cartel leader was very serene as he awaits for the decision by a court in Mexico City. French President Francois Hollande said on a visit to the port of Calais Monday that the sprawling jungle migrant camp would be definitely dismantled under a plan to relocate migrants to centers around the country. Hollande, on his first visit to Calais as president, also called on British authorities to play their part in assisting migrants. Taiwan evacuated thousands of tourists from outlying islands Monday as Typhoon Megi approaches, which is already bringing strong winds and waves. Officials have set up nearly 100 shelters across the island as it braces for its third typhoon in 2 weeks. It's due to make landfall on the east coast Tuesday, and it's forecasted to bring almost a meter of rain to some areas over 3 days. At 7:15 GMT, Megi was about 530 kilometers southeast of Hualien, packing gusts of 191 kilometers per hour. A pair of moderate earthquakes rattled northern and southern Japan Monday, but there were no immediate reports of injuries or damage, and there was no danger of tsunami. The Japanese Meteorological Agency said the first quake had a 5.5 magnitude, and minutes later, the second was a 5.7. Super American golfer Arnold Palmer has died. He was part of the so-called Big Three of golf, along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, who helped make the sport popular. Palmer spoke recently about their special relationship.
It was pretty tense. It was we were all good friends, and we wanted to beat each other. And that was certainly one of the great things about it. It was a relationship that is still going on, and I feel very fortunate to have Jack and Gary as friends, and of course it's a three-way deal, and it's lasted a lot of years.
The 87-year-old Palmer died Sunday of heart complications. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.